Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Mike Schoed's ex-fiancée Paulina Ben-Cohen has come forward with abuse allegations in a newly filed lawsuit, claiming it started as verbal lambasting before taking a scary turn. In the court docs obtained by RadarOnline.com, Ben-Cohen cited one alleged incident on March 27, 2022, during which she claimed that Schoed viciously, brutally, and repeatedly assaulted and battered her inside of her Encino, California residence. The plaintiff detailed how she was preparing a tobacco-free hookah when he leaned over the second-floor banister and began arguing with her. Ben-Cohen alleges that he called her a horrible mother, a F.W., and a piece of S. She claimed that as tension escalated, Schoed was asked to leave their home and she began to pack his things. Schoed allegedly said he would never leave the house until plaintiff paid him for half of it. While she packed some of his items, he was accused of running into the room, forcefully, grabbing her hair and shoulder, and violently throwing her to the ground. Screen grabs of security footage of the alleged incident were provided within the lawsuit over assault and battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress and gender violence. Ben-Cohen claimed that at one point, he allegedly struck her in the face and tried to suffocate her several times as she struggled to breathe. After she tried to call 911, Schoed's ex said he rushed back in to confront her before threatening to kill her and allegedly informing her he had a hitman who would put her away. The complaint further alleged that Schoed tried to suffocate Ben-Cohen at least two other times, and she later called for the nanny, who went into the room and also asked Schoed to leave. After refusing to go, he allegedly went to retrieve his firearm, at which point the police were called and later arrested him. In the complaint, she detailed another incident when he allegedly attacked and threatened her in 2021, claiming it stemmed from his frustration over the sexting scandal involving him being discussed on the show. Ben-Cohen said she has suffered physical injury, severe emotional distress, humiliation, embarrassment, and/or anxiety due to his alleged mistreatment. She is seeking punitive and exemplary damages and a trial by jury. Schoed has not yet responded to her allegations.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.